My name is Jack Stewart, and this is my writer's dossier.
No writers were harmed in the production of this podcast.
Today in the interrogation chair, it's Jack Stewart, co-writer of Silent Horizons with Chad Robichaux. In today's episode, we ask, where in the world is Ward Larson? We find out some of the best and possibly worst advice Jack got from Andrews and Wilson, and what it's like to write 8 books in 3 years. I'm going to strap in and try not to get ejected. Welcome to the Dossier Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Writer's Dossier Podcast. I'm here right now with the amazing Jack Stewart. Jack has always been so kind and gracious with me. He always writes the nicest things in his books, which I have some right here. Jack, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's always good.
Yeah, you betcha. We're also going to talk about another scorching novel that you've got coming out with Chad Robichaux, and I had it up here. Silent Horizons, everybody. This is what you're going to want to get, because all of you, I mean, it's some serious military stuff. Chad Robichaux is amazing. But if you're in, see, you've got the real deal there. If you are into some serious SOCOMs and SOC stuff, it doesn't get any better than this. We're gonna talk about that more as the show goes on. But Jack, right off the bat here, we keep this short. We get right down to the questions here at the Dossier Podcast. Along with being a phenomenal writer, you're still also a commercial airline pilot. So be honest, how many selfies have you taken at airport bookstores holding up copies of your book?
That answer is easy. It's zero.
Zero.
Zero, because I don't have any of my books in airport bookstores. But
see, folks, that's a trick question.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you'd said just selfies, I could have said, like, I don't know, hundreds.
Do you go into airport bookstores and sign other people's books who you know, like you see Jack Carr's or Brad Taylor, you just sign it?
No.
Thanks, Jack.
No, the only person that has ever given me permission to sign their own book is Ryan Steck, and I haven't seen his in airports yet. However, when I do, I will be signing his books.
There you go, the real book spy and his books. Hey, serious question. Have you seen Ward Larson in uniform lately? Because Anders and Wilson can't seem to get a lock on his location.
Yeah, they can't get a lock on mine either. No, I actually haven't seen Ward. I was texting with him today. I have confirmation that he might be in the Tampa area next week, but I can't confirm or deny that.
There you go. Can't confirm possible touchdown in the Tampa area for Ward Larson, paging Ward Larson. Hey, now, you are a serious writer, and you've written a bunch of stuff, and you've clawed your way up the chain. Your writing career has exploded with your Colt Bancroft series of 4 books. Here are 2 of them right here. You've co-written a thrilling novel with JSOC legend Chad Robichaux, and you've earned a slot to write the next, I can say this right.
You can, yep.
The next Webb Griffin book titled Direct Action comes out in December. So let's be clear, you didn't slide into Cougar Slot. I mean, it was yours all along.
Yeah.
Top Gun reference there.
I mean, I think you had it right. You mentioned Cougar, you mentioned clawing your way in, and that's pretty much what I've been doing, is just clawing my way up the ladder every little bit. Jeff Wilson from Andrews and Wilson told me one time, like, you never say no. I took that advice, and I think I regret it now that I've written like 8 books in the last 3 years. But
he wanted to say no to the podcast, but I twisted his arm. A lot of people know that you're a former Top Gun instructor and you still fly commercial jets for a living. Are you just spent with all these irons in the fire, or is there more that you want to take on? I mean, you just kind of said no, but I mean, you have enough time to come on this goofy podcast.
Yeah, sometimes I ask myself that same question every day, but I am also writing articles for my union's newsletter. And so, yeah, there is a little bit more I'm doing, but I think that's it. I don't think I can handle any more.
Got it. There you go. Jack Stewart, ready for a little break, at least something coming up. Take one of those plane rides to somewhere nice and chill for a while.
Yeah.
Silent Horizons. Now, you're a fit guy. Like I said, you're a Top Gun instructor. But if you and Robichaux were in the octagon and he's done some fighting, you know, how long is the fight last before you tap out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to brag about my own physical prowess, but I am a white belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and a yellow belt in taekwondo. So, you know, I'd have to say I could probably last a good solid 3-4 seconds. Yeah.
Everyone get your betting app out and put that down. What other thriller writers out there do you think could hold their own? I'm sure Don Bentley is doing push-ups right now in between chapters, but even he's getting his ass kicked, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say Don probably is definitely getting his ass kicked. I mean, no offense, Don, I love you, but I don't know. You know, Jack Carr was a SEAL, so, you know, maybe he's still, you know, can dust off some of the old combatives. Brad Taylor, obviously, Special Forces. I mean, he could probably hold his own for a little bit. I don't know who else. I'm looking at my shelf, trying to find other names that can hang in there. Yeah, I don't have a Jeff Circle book. Otherwise, I'd pick you. You'd probably go a good round or two.
Hey, now, your Battleborn series came out from Severn River. Your Robichaux book is with Tyndale, and the Griffin book is with Putnam. So I'd just like to know how you keep it all straight. But what I'll ask is, Zuni.com is a small, dynamic website development company that has created, designed, and maintained author websites for over 25 years. They specialize in customized WordPress sites for writers of all genres, for both debut authors and those with dozens of books. They also support branding through print and online ads, social media design, custom newsletters, and other promotional materials. While they're in the business of creating functional beauty, they're best known for their individualized attention to clients and details, along with amazing responsiveness. Every web designer has a different style. So to see if Zuni is right for you, take a look at their designs. They're all well-organized, creative, professional, and convey a sense of the author's personality. See what I mean at xuni.com. That's zuni.com. What have you learned most about dealing with so many different publishers, publicists, editors, podcast people? What have you learned most from all of those different interactions?
That's a very good question. How do I keep it straight? I don't know. Every editor is different. It's unique, which is good because every story and the characters are individual and unique. And so I'm able to just take off one hat, you know, and then put on another and move that way. But yeah, it's been a great experience working with all of them. They're all very different. They're all very time consuming. I tend to be my own publicist for the most part, which may or may not be working, but yeah.
You got booked for this thing here.
Yeah. Pays to know somebody. Judgment. Pays to know somebody.
With all of the different styles and approaches that especially editors have, is there anything that stands out that you learned from one and you were able to slide right over and that made you a better writer? Because a lot of writers, they get a deal, they get a house, and that's it. It's a narrow hallway and they're used to everything. But then you're like, wait, Putnam's doing this and Severn's doing that. Has that helped you grow even faster and do even more better? Even though we learn things along the way, how's it been for you?
Yeah. I mean, I will say I learned a lot from working with my editors at Severn River. I mean, I thought we had a really good working relationship, and the way they worked is I submitted the first draft, the developmental editor would take it and give comments back. And usually I'd be pissed off for a good solid week after I get the comments, like, how dare you say this? You know, and then I go, okay, he's actually probably right. So once I let my ego kind of slide, then I was able to make changes. So that was a really good relationship. It really kind of helped me develop as a writer that I just then carried over to the others. I mean, it wasn't like I intended to leave Severn River and go somewhere else. These opportunities just sort of happened to fall into my lap. Maybe not at the most opportune time while I was still trying to complete my first, you know, 4-book contract with Severn River. But I was like, okay, well, it's an opportunity. I can't pass it up. So I jumped on it. It's been great working with all of them, you know, just making sure I hit my deadlines and deliver a quality product every time.
So your ego at the beginning was writing checks that your keyboard couldn't cash?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Ego is a big thing. So I'm glad to see you're coming along. How's book 4? What's that look like? I've got Unknown Writer here. I've got Outlaw and Bogey Spades upstairs. Yeah. What's 4? What do we got?
Right here, you see it over my shoulder, Declared Hostile is book 4 and out in August. That's I think it's for people that have been along the journey from book 1, you know, all the way, it's going to feel like a really good bookend. I bring things in from all the previous 3 books. I tie up all the loose ends and I feel it's very satisfying conclusion to the story. I mean, there are a couple threads that I could pull if I wanted to keep the story going, but but it should be a very satisfying end of the series, I think, for most people. So I'm really happy for that one. I can't wait for that one to come out.
Colt Bancroft. I heard someone say on a podcast, and we're talking about you, and I didn't text or anything to let you know, but the beginning of Unknown Rider was such a deep hook that, yeah, people are just going to want to start there and roll all the way through because they're great reads. They're fun. You got, Colton Punky in that first one right off the bat. And I told you, I texted you from the plane. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to get in on that. And now it's coming to we'll call it an end for now.
Yep.
Silent Horizon. So this right here is unlike most other special operations type thrillers out there. It really shows the dark side of things. How much of a departure is this from the other books you've written, as well as the other spec ops books that are out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's very different from anything I've written because it doesn't rely on action necessarily to drive tension. So it's, you look at, I think, spy thrillers or traditional spy thrillers, you're looking at the threat of violence or the threat of danger as being like the main driver for the tension in the story. And then you've got the spec ops, thrillers that we've seen a lot since 9/11, where it's like kicking in doors and double tap what he was feeling, all the emotions that he was feeling, things that he was seeing and hearing and smelling, and that makes it into the book. So you really kind of put yourself into the main character's shoes as you're reading along with the story. And I find it was a very satisfying book to be a part of writing. I've been listening to Ray Porter narrating it. Yeah. I just got an advanced copy and I'm like, man, this is so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We feature some audiobook narrators on the Writer's Dossier. We have a whole section dedicated to them and their craft. Ray's in there and it's unbelievable. So that's a great one. Just the Andrews and Wilson ones that he does is just amazing. Jackie kind of touched on it a little bit. Do you think someone who's never been through what Robichaud's been through could work with you to come up with a book like this?
I mean, I think that, it's amazing. There's a lot of talented writers out there and everyone is like, for instance, Mark Graney has never been like in the military, never been in intelligence community. And he gets a lot of his experience through just training with different organizations and reading a lot. And yet the Gray Man is so iconic, right? So like you can definitely come up with some pretty incredible stories that are believable, that are entertaining. But this one, for it being fiction is very realistic. I mean, it's for people who have been in that world will recognize it. People who haven't been in that world can really get an idea of what it's like, on that side of special operations in that clandestine world. And I don't think that could have been possible with, obviously, Chad had experience doing advanced force operations. I was also attached with the JSOC task force, the same one he was a part of. And so, I had my own experiences there. And so we were able to fuse those together into what I think was, a pretty remarkable story.
Yeah. I've heard some of his stuff and I've heard him on some podcasts. A lot of people might not know him in the fiction world, but this is going to be just a bomb. It's just a splash that's going to get everyone's attention, bomb in a good way. It's like, wow, I can't see anyone drawing from the kind of experience that Chad has had with Force Recon Marine and then all the other wild and crazy stuff that he's done. A lot of great, like you said, a lot of great writers out there, but this one's special. So Silent Horizons is the first book in this series. What's next down the road for where you're going with this?
Yeah. So it's a 3-book contract. The second book is done. In fact, if you buy the first book in the back, you'll find the first chapter of book 2, which is called Riptide. And that leads into the third book, which is we're currently working on that one right now. And I don't really have a title to share with you, but that's going to be at least we'll finish, this 3-book arc. But I can definitely see this series continuing on, well past 3 books. And for me personally, the W.E.B. Griffin book is done and that's already ready to go. So hopefully I can get, a contract to write a second one in the Presidential Agent series because that was a really fun one to write. And let's see what else. I'm out on submission on another unrelated project that that I have.
Breaking news here. I have all these books coming out and they're mostly all written. So what can you tell us about is it military?
It's sort of. I'm not really going to go into too many details on that one yet, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll have some good news and might be able to share some more details.
Well, you have a fantastic agent with John Talbot. I know he's going to work his ass off to do some more magic. But I think when any acquisition editor out there sees that a book from Jack Stewart's coming across his desk, he's definitely going to take a hard look at that. So congratulations. And a vacation somewhere along the way. Yeah, you've got to take a break, brother.
Yeah, somewhere. I got a vacation in the future.
All right. Well, Jack, I know you have a ton going on. I can't thank you enough for being part of the Writer's Dossier podcast here in the beginning days. It means a lot. Our friendship means a lot. And like I said, you've always written such nice things in the covers of the books that you've given me. Always looking forward to the great things that you're doing and can't wait to see what's next. So that's it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight at the Writer's Dossier. Be sure to check out Jack Stewart Books. Is it jackstewartbooks.com?
It is jackstewartbooks.com.
See, that's right off the top of my head. And also you can check out Jack's dossiers. He keeps me busy with all these updates. Every time a book comes out, I got to do an update. It's writersdossier.com. Scroll down to Jack Stewart and find out the real deal. So thanks for joining us tonight on the Writer's Dossier. Jack, we will see you around campus, my man.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. The Dossier Podcast is a production of The Idea Academy.